Let's go back to that breaking news story, that explosion in West Jerusalem. Alan Fisher joins us on the phone now from there. Alan, what more details can you tell us?
Well, what we've found out is that there have been two explosions. The first was at a bus stop in West Jerusalem. Now, according to Israeli Army Radio, the explosion was caused by a device that was planted near a motorcycle. In that incident, we are told that there have been 10 casualties and two of the wounded are critically injured, obviously on their way to hospital at this stage. There has been a second explosion at a place called Ramat Junction, again in Western Jerusalem. At the moment, there are no reports of injuries around there, but they're expecting that to change. What we are being told and what we can see from the pictures is that there is debris over a wide area. Now, this is surprising. It has been several years since we've seen bomb attacks in West Jerusalem. Tensions have been high on the West Bank and in East Jerusalem over the last few months because of Israeli army operations. But what we do know is that this is certainly an escalation in what has been happening. Yes, there have been a number of stabbing attacks. We've seen that over the last several years, but it has been some considerable time since we've reported on explosions in West Jerusalem. A number of political leaders say they're on their way to the scene, including those who are currently involved in discussions to join a coalition government under Benjamin Netanyahu. They will obviously make statements at the scene. One of them is the man who would like to become the new police minister. And he has said that it's time for the country to get its act in order. So that clearly shows that there is going to be a political escalation after what we've seen in West Jerusalem in the last hour or so.
All right, Alan Fisher, live for us there in West Jerusalem. Alan, thank you for that.